Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
We kick off tonight with the stunning turn in Australia's deeply troubled story with asylum seekers coming here by boat. Basically, from now on, none of them will be allowed to settle here, whether they are genuine asylum seekers or not. Instead, they'll all be sent to Papua New Guinea. If they are found to be genuine, they will settle there. If not, they'll be returned to their country of origin. There have been record arrivals this year, totaling more than 15,500. Cost has been enormous, in the billions of dollars and hundreds of lives. It was probably Mr. Rudd's greatest challenge facing up to the upcoming federal election, maybe called this week, whenever that's held. Both Fairfax and News have suggested this weekend that this could well be Kevin Rudd's Tampa, referring to the 2001 Tampa episode where John Howard seized back the political advantage with the asylum seeker issue front and centre. Tony Abbott initially welcomed Mr. Rudd's initiative, the PNG solution, but said it wouldn't work under Mr. Rudd. He now says if he's elected, he won't be, to quote him, subcontracting out our problems to another country. The Greens say Mr. Rudd has leapfrogged Tony Abbott on cruelty. We're kicking off an open house conversation about this to tap into your thoughts on 1300 40 2020 at numbers of levels, the level of humanity. What's it going to mean for genuine asylum seekers? For the people of PNG? For the people traffickers? How do you see it playing out politically? Would you change your vote to swing back to Labor after hearing this? Do you believe Tony Abbott when he says he'll stop the boats, albeit in less defined ways? Let us know what you think. 1300 40 2020. Tim Costello, the World Vision CEO, is a man with a sharp interest in this issue and deep insights into both the humanity of this and the politics. And he's going to kick off our open house conversation. Tim Costello, welcome back to Open House. Tim, thanks very much indeed for your time.
That's a pleasure.
What are your thoughts on this? I guess you're as surprised as all of us to see this come out of the blue.
Yeah, I was. I certainly had no inside running on what was to be announced. And I thought it was honest for Kevin Rudd, the Prime Minister, to say that New Guinea is helping us with our political problem. And one almost was startled at that, because we think of ourselves as helping New Guinea, a poor nation, and our aid levels, and we know the challenges of having 20% of the world's languages in one country, New Guinea. I mean, just extraordinary difference and diversity, and maternal health deaths, infant mortality deaths. It's really one of the very poor countries in the world. At one level, I've been saying, well, we do need more resettlement places, and here's New Guinea saying we've signed the convention and there's going to be more resettlement places for people who will at least be safe here. At another level, the profound contracting out of what's our political problem to a poor neighbour is very curious.
How would you rate Papua New Guinea's ability to do this job in terms of security, in terms of facilities, in terms of its population's acceptance of this deal?
So Papua New Guinea, we know, has just profound challenges. The Millennium Development Goals, which are the world's goals by 2015 to halve the number of absolutely poor, reduce by two-thirds the number of infants who die in birth, they are a country in PNG off track. Lots of other countries are on track, and we've made some great achievements. So that says it all. Here is a country that's been struggling as it is to achieve these goals, and now they have come to Australia's help. So the optics and the architecture of that are a little bit troubling.
So you'd agree with Tony Abbott that we're subcontracting out our problems to PNG?
Look, I think there's no question that we want to find a solution to defeat the people smugglers and people drowning.
Yes.
For every one place in a resettlement country, there are four asylum seekers. We certainly know that there's source countries, the problems where, people are fleeing. There's transit countries, and there the problems where they haven't signed the convention and they can't actually work, and there's resettlement countries. Most refugees, and I've just come back from Jordan and Syria, where there's 10% of the population are refugees in Jordan and nearly 30% are Syrian refugees in Lebanon. Most countries face issues of what do we do with these people? They all largely want to go back. Most refugees just want to go back. If we were displaced from Australia, say to New Zealand, all we'd want to do is come back home as soon as the trouble was over. But there are some who can't go back. They're being persecuted for their religion or ethnicity or politics. It's a very small amount. Now, sadly, for every four of them, there's only one resettlement place. So the resettlement countries either have to increase the number of resettlement places, and this is the argument, PNG, signatories of the convention are increasing the number, or we actually have to say, we can't do this, get some more countries to sign up, the Malaysias, Indonesias, that may not be that aren't signatories, because at least they're safe there to stop the boats coming. So we want to stop the boats coming, we do want, and people drowning, we want to stop smugglers. But whether this contracting out will do it is the jury's out for me.
On the night that Kevin Rudd's party deserted him as Prime Minister 2 years ago, he expressed a great concern that Labor would lurch to the right on the question of asylum seekers. Is that what he's done, as numbers of commentators are suggesting?
Look, there's no question about that. Labor and Kevin Rudd wanted kids out of detention. They didn't like the Pacific solution. We know that people left to languish in remote places. It intensifies mental illness. It intensifies alienation. So there's no question that's happened. In their defence, boats have kept coming and people have been drowning, and Australians have said, well, let's now forget the debate about these boat arrivals are causing traffic congestion in Western Sydney and they're resented, or taking our jobs. No evidence for that. People drowning, children drowning, just has to be stopped. So since he said he wouldn't lurch to the right, the number of drownings has increased, and I think every Australian is saying, how do we stop the boats? How do we give people incentives that there is a queue, they will get resettled, there will be more resettlement places to defeat the smugglers? So I think that concern is quite legitimate.
Has the Melbourne Anglican Bishop, Bishop Philip Higgins, got a point when he says this plan may give people languishing in UN refugee camps, especially in our region, a better hope of resettlement in Australia?
Yeah, look, I think the increase in resettlement places, even if it's PNG, is really important. I've been urging the government to use our vote on the Security Council to get resettlement countries, which are largely Western countries, to increase the numbers. Because the notion of a queue only makes sense if you believe the queue moves, and if you're waiting patiently, you will finally get your turn.
Yes.
When the queue's not moving because there's only one resettlement place for every four, and you can virtually be born and die in a camp waiting, is it any wonder the smugglers actually have a business? So I think he's certainly got a point in saying that.
Tim, finally, on the other side of politics, do you believe Tony Abbott can, as he says over and over again, stop the boats?
I don't think so. Look, the truth is that Indonesia are doing some more things to limit the number of boats, not enough by our standards, but some more, and now Iranians have to get visas to get in. If by sending the boats back and they go back into Indonesian waters, and we really annoy Indonesia, and the signs are we will, Indonesia might just stop any policing of boats whatsoever, and a flotilla of boats will leave Indonesian shores if they're annoyed with us because we're trying to turn them back. And then suddenly our Navy can't keep up and we're in a much worse situation than ever. That's why we do actually have to have a regional settlement and not just annoy the Indonesians.
Tim Costello, always great to talk. Thanks so much indeed for joining us tonight on Open House.
That's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Go well, Lee.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.